Now, as we mentioned, there are concerns this lunchtime for refugees and asylum seekers living in tents in the Midlands as Storm Agnes approaches. We'll get an update shortly from Stradbally in County Laois, where 367 people are being accommodated in tents. They're being monitored on an hourly basis by officials from the Department of Integration. But first, here's John Lannan from Durris in Limerick, who's been working with international protection applicants who are in tents in Knocknalisheen in County Clare.
So we've over 50 people in tents in Knocknalisheen. These are international protection applicants. These tents have been in use now since last year. Last autumn, we were told that their use was a temporary arrangement, but it dragged on for months. Conditions got so bad when temperatures dropped to -5 that people had to be moved out as a matter of urgency. Unfortunately, people were back in the tents in January. And I have to say that even in dry, calm weather, those tents are not a good place to live for any length of time. There's no privacy. People have to go outside to toilets and showers. There's no storage space for personal belongings. And now with storm conditions like we have now, the wind and the rain makes it impossible for many people to sleep or to rest. It makes it much, much more difficult to stay dry. We've always called for tents to only be used as a last resort and for their use to be temporary, a matter of weeks at the very most. And when conditions like this arrive, there needs to be contingency planning to ensure that people are not left in conditions in which they're unsafe and there are threats to their health.
That's John Lannan from Durris in Limerick speaking there. And we can talk now to Linda Lochnan of the Laois Integration Network, who's at Stradbally. Linda Lochnan, good afternoon. Welcome to the News at One.
Good afternoon.
There are 367 people currently staying in tents in Stradbally.
There are, yes.
Are there concerns now for their safety as the storm approaches?
I don't think the concern is for safety, because the organisers have a number of plans for contingency with the local, like, churches and schools.
So
it's not looking too bad.
Are those people going to remain in the tents then this afternoon?
They're remaining in the tents this afternoon, but there's a sizable dining hall that's big enough to accommodate everybody. It's a fairly serious structure. I'm inside it now. And there's quite a lot of the Ukrainians are here with me, and there's quite a good atmosphere.
And what are the conditions like there at the moment?
Very, very wet outside. The biggest challenge is, of course, they have to go outside to go to the toilet, to use a shower, to do anything. They have to go from the tent and get wrapped up in wet weather gear, which a lot of them don't have, despite the incredible efforts of the local community to bring on board weather gear, etc.
And how has it been for? I mean, I think they're primarily Ukrainian people that are in those tents at the moment.
It's only Ukrainian people.
And what have things been like for them over the last couple of weeks? Because we have had quite a lot of rain over the last couple of weeks as well.
It's fairly wet and fairly miserable. But inside most of the tents, they're warm and dry. There have been a couple of leaks that have been repaired. It's not. It's far, far, far from ideal. But we are in an emergency situation.
And tell me about the help then that's being provided to those people by the community.
Well, I'm with Laois Integration Network, and with Laois Integration Network and St Vincent de Paul and the Stradbally residents. It's unbelievable, the generosity of people, but it's just as well for the generosity of the community, because our Ukrainian arrivals, they're cold. They need warm clothing. They need socks. They need to be able to launder things. They need wet weather gear. And we're really dependent on the local community to provide all of this. Now, we're very fortunate to have such a solid community in this area. And a number of the local representatives have all been just heads down finding solutions and providing for Ukrainian arrivals.
All right. Well, Linda, thank you for talking to us today, and I hope everybody in County Laois stays safe this afternoon. That's Linda Lochnan of the Laois Integration Network, who is in Stradbally.